Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bow-nosed couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Oh, today is January 4th, 2016.
And this is episode 191. And no, you did not miss episode 190. I messed up last week and said it was 189. It was 190. So this is episode 191.
Mm-hmm.
So did Finn and Han throw you off jamming with me?
No, I was actually reading the chat, and I thought my job was done, and apparently it was not.
Alright, so since you're reading the chat, that must mean we have some people with us from the Valent Tavern.
Hi, people in the Valent Tavern. I hope y'all are drinking something for me.
Yes, sir.
We have JK Grammar is here. Punk Gopher is also here. Yeah. Zabi and Zerbius are here.
What's up, y'all?
But yes. Jay is acting like he's had too much sugar.
What's up?
But it's not.
What's up, y'all?
Now, I'm not sure I love the bow nose title, but
well, we can I'll say roll with
you
it.
Won't
say
no,
scenario.
No, it's too
type.
Late. It's too
we
late.
Say a
no,
tribe.
It's too late.
We can start over because
nope.
You already messed up.
I'm not start. I didn't mess up. I was casually late to the intro, and we are not starting over. Plus, I'm having a good hair day today.
You're having a good hair day.
Have you ever just had a hair day where?
You like, damn, I look good today.
God, my hair is on point. Like,
it's on fleek.
No matter what you, it's fleek. And fleek. No, we're not using that term.
It's on fleek.
It's just like, I'm having a really good hair day. And
yeah.
I was like, and I hardly ever wear my hair down for the whole day because it gets on my nerves. But no, today it was like, unicorn silk in my hair today. So.
Oh, man.
And I don't often get good hair days, so I relish them when they come. It's like once-in-a-lifetime thing, y'all.
Don't,
And a lot of guys don't understand good hair days. I mean, the guys with the long hair do, but... Do you ever have a bad hair day?
I had a bad hair day when we went on our date.
We'll talk
about that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. Because I went back and looked at the picture, I was like, damn.
I thought you looked excellent.
I looked at my hair. I was like, I'm having a bad hair. I was having a bad hair day.
And welcome to the podcast, Valentine Cast. For those of you all who are just joining us, we're just a couple from Louisville, Kentucky, just talking about our week, chilling.
Yeah, this is my lovely wife. This is my lovely wife.
Renee, right here.
Renee Valentine.
Yeah.
And I am Jay, her obnoxious and lovable, huggable husband. You know, as I saved it so that you can go ahead and say that I'm not obnoxious.
Of course you're obnoxious, but that's one reason why I love you.
Yeah, so we
Your
had
obnoxiousness
like...
Obnoxiousness is fine.
Right, so we had like a pre-party before the show. So
Jay had a party by himself.
I
was jamming a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
I did have a party by myself, and it was amazing. And Renee reluctantly joined in.
I mean, the video for that song is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I can't lie.
Really go. It was really good. We listened to the scenario. Are you really gonna flip your hair? So, all right, everyone.
And what if I am going to flip
Valent
my hair?
Valent Tavern, I need to tally.
No, so, I'm not. No, we're not going to tally every time I flip my hair because I do it on purpose.
All you folks,
it's not like I'm doing it.
All you folks remember from back in the day, we took a bet of when was Renee going to do her first yawn. So, we're not going to do that this episode. This episode is that I want to know, we're taking bets now. How many times will Renee play with her hair during the show?
You can't do that because...
Yes, you can.
I do it on purpose. It's not like I do it subconsciously.
It doesn't
matter.
I don't care if you
We're
do it on purpose.
This. I guess 102.
102?
At least.
All right.
Now, what constitutes it? Like, I'm playing with it right now. Like, do I have to stop 10 seconds in between? So does each one of these strokes of my hair...
I don't know. I'll leave that up to the Valley Tavern. I will leave it up to J.K., Zerbius, Will Fumoto. Welcome.
Yes, J.K., it's the hair flip and the eye roll. See, that's boss level shit right there.
Oh, man.
Not everybody can do that.
Who Renee broke out the shit already today.
But, yeah, so we haven't been here since before the holidays, so I want to talk about the holidays.
Oh, man. Renee is ready to dive right on into the... What?
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, right. That's how we say it up in here.
So, we had a Valentine Crockamore Christmas.
We did.
And
Valentine Crockamore. Oh, yeah.
Valentine Crockamore Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
We woke up that morning and the twins, 5:30. Might as well go on open presents, whatever.
Right, right.
There's no point in even just let's just open presents. So yeah. It was cool because this time the twins actually could open the they understood opening the presents. So they had fun tearing off the paper, and we didn't get them that much. Thank goodness they go overboard, but we had a fun time. Jay did not listen and bought me a present, so I had to buy him a present.
Yes,
kind of sucks.
So what all did I get you?
You bought me, I'm right here, little pop figurine of Crazy Eyes from Orange Is the New Black. Love her.
Uh-huh.
Love me some Suzanne.
Uh-huh.
She's my favorite character in the series, and I was so impressed by his thoughtful gift. And he bought me some more slippers because.
Renee's slippers.
They were fine.
They were
just wearing out of touch.
They were very loved. Her
is that how we're saying it?
Her they were very loved. So yeah. We took care of that because I wanted her to not have to worry about when she, because the slippers that I normally buy are like this. I mean, they're almost like, they have a good traction on the bottom or something like that. And you can wear them outside and they have like the memory foam on the inside. So, I mean, it was kind of wearing out on her. But I mean, it was well loved. The love was visible.
That's a nice way to put it. So, and... how was your Christmas at the Valentine household?
Well, our Christmas was great. Renee bought me a mini tripod stand for my camera, for my Sony camera.
Mm-hmm.
She also bought me a nice bobblehead Finn figure.
Like how it's on a stand.
That danced with me. And also, she didn't get me this, but this came in my loot crate. My Han Solo went to gray... this is limited.
This is snow. This is snow?
Yes, yeah, snow gray.
This snow gray. Yeah,
this is no, that's a limited exclusive with Loot Crate. I'm doing the Air Bunnies.
Why the Air Bunnies?
The Air Bunnies. I don't know. It's exclusive or whatever.
Mm.
What else you got me? You got me something. There was one more thing you got me, I thought.
I think that's it.
That was it?
I think so. I think that's it. Anyway, that's it.
I'm listening to music.
Okay, so then we had a light breakfast and headed over to my parents' house.
Yes.
Where everybody pitched in to make something. Jay made the ham.
I made the ham again.
Good job. It was amazing. And I made iced tea, and I also made the gravy. My gravy was good.
Yeah.
So we opened up presents at the Crocker House with the Moores. My sister was in town. And it was a good time had by all. Everybody loved watching the twins open the presents. I want to open the presents.
Yeah.
But they had a good time. And they got some of the cutest stuff. They got these rubber balls they played with for a long time. Tricycle. Just books. Just adorable clothes. And thank you to everyone. The Moores in Tennessee. Amazing gifts for the girls. Thank you so much.
Yes, they love the book.
And the Moores got me. Yeah, I actually read the Klingon Christmas story to them, and they actually sat still for it. So that was pretty darn cool. So yeah, we had a really good time. Ate dinner. Spent time with family. It was really nice. It was nothing wrong with that. And then the new year rolled around, and it was just like the old year. Pretty much, we did nothing. We didn't toast with champagne. We didn't toast with sparkling cider.
We were in the bed.
We were in the bed by like 11:15. I mean, what? It's the same day before. What? Just change in the year. So, so that was our new year, but I am going to say Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2016.
Happy New Year.
Here's to typing/writing 2015 for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with going over to the new year?
It's usually like one or two times, and then I'm over it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Most of the time, you know. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Some stuff happened in Louisville at a mall.
Yeah.
That I enjoy. St. Matthew's Mall. There was, okay, I'm going to say what they said at first. It was a riot with 1,000 to 2,000 teens.
Right.
On a Friday night.
Right.
To make a long story short, it was not a riot. It was about maybe 100 to 200 unruly teenagers running through the mall and making a ruckus.
Well, you know they.
And
so, okay, keep going.
Some things were stolen from a couple of kiosks or something like that.
Right, right.
There were no injuries except for one boy who got accidentally
pushed into a
glass front.
Oh, yeah.
And he cut his lip on his braces.
Yeah, right.
That was about it. But, of course, they made a huge deal about that because that was the only injury. So they made a huge deal over it. But, so, Jay thinks that St. Matthew's has gone downhill in terms of safety. Is that what you think has gone downhill?
It has gone downhill. I mean, and I have official police proof.
Not have official police proof.
I do.
I know what you're talking about, but you cannot claim that as official police
proof. I can claim that as official police proof.
You cannot, and I will not accept it.
Why?
St. Matthew's, there's nothing wrong with that mall. I feel 100% totally safe in that mall. I feel as safe in that mall as I do every other mall.
No one said that you shouldn't feel safe there. I'm not saying I'm
You
don't
said
feel
it's
safe.
Less safe. Or that's
I
gone
said,
or
I would
than,
say,
it, than it used to be.
I would say it's gone down.
That's not true.
That is very true.
St. Matthew's is amazing. And Jay says it's maybe because of some nostalgia attached to St. Matthew's Mall. And it might be. But I'm not wearing rose-colored glasses.
It's not a might be, babe.
St. Matthew's was where everybody went. It was a normal place. I saw people there. Like, back in the day, if you went to the mall, you saw somebody you know. Like,
right.
Every time. It was like, without fail. But I don't have rose-colored glasses on. It's fine. I have no qualms about going there at 8:30 on a Saturday night.
I don't have any qualms about going there either. I'm just saying it's not the great mall like you think it is.
It's amazing. It's made of unicorn tears.
That's perfectly fine.
And they line the floors with gold.
You're wrong, but I respect your opinion.
But anyway, so they downgraded it, of course, and
it ended up being like 50 to 100 teenagers that did it.
Yeah, so I thought 1,000 to 2,000 was a bunch.
So what's been going on around there? Apparently, I'm assuming this is the same group. I'm assuming this is the same group that comes down to that area of town And that area of town is just normal old, you know, retail area of town. There's two malls that split between interstate. You know, you have one mall that's, I think some people will say it's your parents' mall. And then you have St. Matthew's Mall that has all the cool hip stuff. You know, not saying that, you know, I guess when you say one's yuppie and one's realistic, I guess. I mean, I don't know. What happened, what's been going on is that these kids, they went to Whole Foods Market and they got on the roof.
They got on the what?
The roof. Cute. Sometimes I say
that's
roof.
That's so cute. Keep going.
Sometimes I say roof.
I thought that was adorable.
Roof. Whichever part of America or Canada or wherever you're listening, roof or rough. You know, sometimes I go in between. So anyway, they got on top of the building. They had to get called down. And then they had fights that were breaking out at the Taco Bell that's like real close to that area. It's just a bunch of rowdy kids. And it's like 50 to 100 of them is doing this. And it's just kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of crazy. And JK, dude. You're in Texas, man. I'll fit right in, you know, with my backyard slang.
Went to Whole Foods and got on the roof. Whole Foods got on the roof.
And bowl eggs.
Bowl
eggs.
No. Soul. You say bowl.
Bowl eggs and soul.
Bowl.
I like whole bowl eggs.
Whole bowl.
On the roof.
So what they did, they implemented a policy at Oxmoor, which is right down the street from St. Matthew's Mall.
And this is amazing. This is amazing.
The policy is on Fridays and Saturdays after 4 p.m., everybody 17 and under must be accompanied by a person that is 21 years or older. Exceptions for people who work in the mall.
Yes.
And they get wristbands if they think you look under 18. So if you look over 18 and you're not, yay for you.
I know. I was telling Renee, I was like, I would have been 16 and getting away with it.
And if you're 19, you look 16, be prepared to be stopped every time you go on the
Everybody's
mall.
Be like, uh-huh, you got to wear a wristband. You look like a baby. I wonder if Kimberly and Danielle had to wear wristbands.
Probably.
Oh my God. I want to go with them.
Oh my God. But see, we look 21 and older.
I want to go with them.
I know.
We got to walk behind them.
Okay.
We can't go. Oh man. That would be amazing. They
do not look 17. They look really young, but they don't look 17.
I would say they don't look it either, but I would want to see it happen so bad.
So they say this is temporary, but they didn't say when it's going to end. And that makes me feel sad.
Oh, see?
So sad.
And here's the thing. See, Zobby says the Nashville malls did it a few years ago. And that's what we heard. There are malls in Atlanta. There are malls all around here that are having to do that.
Well, Zobby, if they don't use the wristbands, how do they tell people to get out? Do they just stop people randomly in the mall?
Well, I think this is how it happens. And we talked about this. If they didn't do the wristbands, that if something goes off the, you know, if you have suspicion and they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, you would then be able to have the right to be like, let me see your ID. You're under 18. You need to go. You know, and then they may go on a list, say, if you come back, you may get fined.
So that's not really a strict policy at all. I mean, if you don't cause a ruckus, then it's fine. You can stay as long as you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, I mean, so the thing is, it's kind of like with fishing licenses. So if you're out fishing in at a lake, you know, a public lake or something like that, you can sit there and catch fish all day. And then if a ranger's kind of like, let me check your license, you know, let me see your fish license.
Without any reasoning.
Right, they can see that.
So that's kind of like the mall. Without any reason, they just randomly stop you.
Right. So I think that's where it goes. I mean, I could be wrong. And you know, I'm good at being wrong.
So, yeah, so it makes me a little sad just because, you know, I mean, kids can't hang out at the mall anymore after 4. Just chill with their friends.
They can find something else to do.
Yeah, but the mall's cool.
Go, why don't you go hang at your mama's house? How about that?
No. I wouldn't want to hang out at my mama's house.
Go hang out at your mama's house. No. Go hang out at a friend's house.
No.
Find someone. Go to a community center. Go to the library. Nope. Hang out at the library.
The
go read a book.
The library's not open at 8 p.m.
Go read a book.
Read a book with your friends. Everybody just have a reading party?
Yeah, have a reading party. That's good.
You're so lame.
These kids need to read.
But anyway, so I'm sad. So what, we decided to go out for a steak, and we wanted an excellent steak, like one of the best steaks.
All right, so yeah, so as a lot of you probably know that have listened, that I'm getting bariatric surgery, so I'm getting a lap band surgery with a date, which I'll tell you later on. And I won't be able to, well, as of now, from what I'm being told by a dietitian and everyone else, I will not be able to have steak again after having the surgery. So, of course, I want to go get my final steak before the surgery to enjoy. And Renee and I made reservations to a steak restaurant here called Del Frisco's.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on a grown-up night out. That was amazing.
Grown-up night out, yeah. The Frisco's is a little more high-end, you know, and I never get dressed up to go out to eat. You know, I said, you know what? I'm throwing on a dress and heels, and I'm doing it. So.
And she looked amazing.
I looked tight.
Amazing.
I guess I cleaned up all okay.
You did.
And I had a handsome man on my arm, and
that needed his hair.
I did not notice. Thanks to my sister Kim for keeping the girls.
Thank you, Auntie Kim.
They had a great time with you. And so we went to Del Frisco's. So let me preface this by saying I've never been to a high end restaurant. I count high end as, you know, where you pay $40 for a steak. Yeah, I've never been to a place like that before.
Right.
So,
right.
Del Frisco's is one of the older restaurants in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in, you can tell they have not changed a thing.
Someone said it's like walking into a scene of Mad Men.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Because there's some awesome, like, pretty restaurants in Mad Men.
But I was thinking about that one restaurant that
we're thinking about different restaurants.
They had at Mad Men, and it was more like a U-shaped type. It was like a booth that, and I remember him, it was what's his face, the main guy.
There's lots of main guys.
Donald Draper, the creepy dude that got punched by someone, the slimy dude, he got punched by his dad. Was like the oil tycoon or something like that.
Oh,
or,
no.
Had a connection. Oh.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, decor was a little dated.
It was.
Got set for 6 o'clock reservation. Server took a while.
Yeah, that was the weird thing.
It was weird.
That was, I'm not going to lie.
The server took like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And
I'm not going to lie. Everybody was kind of like, well, people that we talked to were like, Joe's our best server. And Joe was cool.
Joe was cool. Joe was slow.
Joe laid back.
Yes.
A little bit too laid back.
A little bit too laid back for my taste.
Because he's one of those servers. I don't like the overzealous server that's always checking on me. Like we had yesterday at City Barbecue. Every 3 bites he's coming by. How y'all doing?
How's I didn't mind.
That's because she wasn't on my side of the table. And so he's pretty much talking to Cole and I. I was like, dude, go to hell on somewhere. And then when you try to look for him, he didn't bring his ass around. Anyway.
You know how it goes. But so Joe came by. We ordered onion rings for appetizer because people raved on them. And they were good. They weren't the best. Not like panko breaded. These were more like, you know, lightly breaded. But the onions didn't come out of the onion rings, which is a very important part of an onion ring.
Yeah.
So they were good. So then we ordered our meals. I got the salmon. It was average.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was, you know, if you paid that much for a salmon, it shouldn't be average, but
it
whatever.
You shouldn't be, I don't know.
My salmon shouldn't have been average. It should have been amazing for that price.
It should have been.
Yep.
I agree.
And you ordered.
I ordered the 16 to 18 ribeye. 16 to 18 ounce ribeye.
And what happened?
So I ordered it medium rare. And Joe took my order and everything else. And Joe came back out with the mistake. And since I watch a lot of MasterChef, I cut it straight down the middle, just like they do on MasterChef, to see if it was cooked correctly. And as I was cutting, I was like, man, I don't think this is going to be right. So as I cut through, I lifted the side up, looked at it, and was like, it's not right. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to cut a piece here and see if I can see how it tastes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I was hungry. So I cut through. It wasn't cooked right. And then we waited for Joe to come back around. And then Joe came back around.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Joe, my steak is more medium well than it is medium rare.
And then he didn't quite agree with you at first. I was like,
he didn't at first.
Dude, Jay says it's not done. It's not done. You just took it away and said, I'm sorry, sir. See, that's what Joe should have done.
Yeah. And part of me was kind of like, you know, this is my last steak. I'm not going to be too picky, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, this is my last steak. I'm going to have to be picky. And so, so I was like, yeah, you're going to have to bring me another steak. And so he was like, well, go ahead and work on that, which I'm not key on. I'm not key on going ahead and eating the steak. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not key on that. And so I asked Joe to, take care of, to bring me another steak. So he brought me another steak.
And it was, yeah. So how was your second steak?
Steak was great. Mm. It was great. It was good. It was cooked right. It was medium. It was medium well. I mean, medium rare, like I wanted it to be. And I will say that he took care of it. So I was perfectly fine with it. And so JK, I have to agree with a couple people in the chat room. You know, Zobby said you look terrific.
Oh, thanks.
Which you did look terrific, babe. And JK said that sound like Joe's not getting a tip. But here's the thing with tips. So if you go out to eat, you're gonna get a tip from me. You know. You will, because I just feel that, you know, one, I don't know. I don't think it was Joe's fault on the steak. Now, I think what it was. So there's a little background now. We just weren't regular people to Joe. So we had a connection with Joe.
Right.
So Joe, from what I understand, Jess and Rick who keeps our girls Monday through Wednesday knows Joe.
Right.
And Rick, her husband, used to work with Joe. So we had a connection with them. So he knew that we were coming. So I guess with that, knowing that he had a connection kind of like it was Jess,
mm-hmm.
and we knew Jess, I think that's why he was kind of like, I think that's why he kind of was more laid back with us, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
I mean, I will say, he didn't charge us for the pie.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't charge us for
the... Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't charge us for the pie.
I didn't know. But we didn't talk about the size. I didn't get the size yet.
And then he also brought some extra mushrooms. But let's talk about...
Okay.
Let's talk about the size.
So, all right. This is some background. I used to hate mushrooms. Something clicked in me about three months ago. Love mushrooms. Don't know why it happened. So on the menu are sauteed mushrooms, and Jay suggested we get them. I was like, okay. Brought out these mushrooms. They are whole sauteed mushrooms. I bit into this mushroom. My life changed. The heavens opened up. Trumpets blared. I had a epiphany These mushrooms were the best thing I have ever tasted in my old ass life. But they were so freaking good, and I gobbled these up. I swear, I'm pretty sure I ate more than you at the first batch of mushrooms, because I was just
I ate a lot of the onion rings. Yeah, the onion rings were good because they were panko bread.
No, they weren't panko bread.
Panko
is like crunchy.
Oh, they were more
Lightly breaded.
Lightly breaded, and I can't remember the.
Is there another
tempura?
Type? Yeah,
it was more like tempura. Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, but it wasn't as thick as tempura. It was flakier. But anyway, so these mushrooms are amazing. I mean, have you ever had food so good that you talk to it? I talked to my food.
Yes.
And I told these mushrooms how good they were.
Yes.
And how amazing. Yes. And how they changed my life. So big up to the mushrooms at Del Fresco's.
Yeah. And there's this stuff called Green Funk.
It's F-U-N-Q-U-E.
No, it's P-H-U-N.
It was F-U-N-Q-U-E.
It's spelled real weird.
But okay. So this is a spinach dish that everyone raved about. It was I mean, would order again? No. I just get double order of mushrooms. But the pie at the end was good.
The pie was good.
It was very light.
Kentucky silk pie.
I liked the crust, and the Kentucky silk pie was amazing. So I'd say overall, I would give Del Frisco's out of 10, maybe 7. 7. 6.5, 7. But I wouldn't go there again. I would just get a takeout order of mushrooms.
Yes.
But I don't think I'd go there again. I might try. If for some reason I was to go to another high-end restaurant, I don't know why I ever would. But I would want to try Ruth Chris. Maybe.
Yeah.
I've never been there. But you have, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, and I was talking with someone today, and everybody was like, and you mentioned this. There's like Stony Creek has Del Frisco's beaten steak. Someone said that today.
Well, then we need to. Well, is it less expensive or about the same?
I don't know.
We need to go to Stony Creek eventually, then. We should go there for heavy surgery.
We can go there for
No, we should do that.
We should do that. Ooh. We could do that maybe the Thursday.
Maybe.
Before when I had to go to the class.
Maybe. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll, yeah.
Stony
we'll
River, see. Sorry.
Stony River. Maybe we'll see that. So
Let me see what.
Okay, so.
Oh, we'll, they're open like 5 to 10.
We'll talk about this later. Later. Oh, they're even open for lunch. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So it was a good date night, and we're going to try to do this monthly. We realized that we have not been on a dinner date together with just each other in over 2 years.
Yeah, it was before the girls got here.
Before the girls got here.
Yeah.
So. This is going to be like a monthly thing, hopefully.
We're going to try to do it.
It was
monthly.
Good.
Yep.
Let's talk about some tech. Do it.
Technology.
You were way faster on that than I thought you would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know you were on it like that.
Well, I could tell that you were wrapping up.
Okay.
And I was done.
You caught my cue.
And yeah.
We were here.
When you pulled that one strand of hair, I was like, oh, she's ready. Yep, there we go. So talking about a little tech, a lot of you may know that I did get, you know, I have an Apple Watch by chance. And you may notice that I changed the band here. So, yeah, look at it. Aww.
I like that band so much. And
so much that Renee actually put it on the tech. I looked and I saw Renee put my band on there.
Yeah, because I think it looks really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And Jay showed me the prices of the Apple bands.
Yeah, so this band isn't, you know, it's not actual Apple. It's by a company. Let me pull the list up here. But it's made by another company, manufacturer. And it is by... Oh man, I'm sorry. It is. Who is this? Oh, Moko. MOKO. is the company that I got this from. And I will say their band was $24.99 versus Apple's price of the low price of $449.
That's that's ridiculous.
For a stainless steel band with a butterfly
clasp.
Now the clasp,
that's crazy.
The clasp is a little bit better, I think, or it's a little bit different on theirs, but not $425.
That's
worth.
Crazy and nuts. So, I definitely like your band.
Yeah, because we were eating lunch today because I went in the office today, and Renee and I decided to take the time to go have lunch together, and Renee was like, "What did you say?" You was like, "Oh, you said, I said how do you like your Apple Watch or something like that,"
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "It was real odd for you to say that." Cause I was kind of like,
"Yeah, I mean, there's nothing."
I've been
really
wearing the watch since
easily.
Like September.
I know, but your band
yeah.
was cool.
And you was like, you were like, I like that band much better than the other.
I did. The other one just looked crazy.
I was like, yeah, all right now.
You're so weird. You're so, oh, Jay, you're so weird.
I am.
So, Jay upgraded something.
Well, if you guys remember, I think it was last show that we were here, I was having a tiffy or a fit over our HP printer because it's an inkjet. So I usually use the printer for printing out army lists for Warhammer and different types of stuff, and you know, just random printing out stuff for FSA and stuff like that to get it signed and faxed off. And I was sick and tired of dealing with my inkjet printer because I could not refill the cartridge, and our cartridge would expire. So I was just kind of pissed off about it, you know, and you know, I just couldn't do it any longer. So
you got fed up.
So, you know, of course, did a little research, talked with a few people, waited around, and happened to get a Brother laser printer, monochrome laser printer, which is fine. We don't do fancy coloring stuff. I think since we had that printer, and we've had it for over 4 years, we printed one picture off of it, and that mm-hmm. was for a Christmas ornament.
Right.
So we got a Brother laser printer, and boy, oh boy, is it amazing.
It's loud, though.
I got the hiccups. It's lovely. It may be loud. It's not overly loud. It's just when it's heating up because it has to fire the lasers up.
Still loud.
So that was definitely good to have. So
that so it's cool. I mean, it's a nice printer.
Yep.
I haven't had a chance to really print anything yet. I need to try the scanner out because I have so much stuff to scan. I have so many pictures to scan.
And the scanner has a document feeder, so it holds 35 documents.
But I have pictures, and that doesn't count.
I wonder if it does count. You can try one of my pictures.
Okay. I'll try some pictures I was going to throw away anyway. How's that?
That's good.
So cool.
My butt pictures.
Your butt pictures.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
I'm going to clip that out. Your butt pictures.
But, I realized that I'm missing so many shows that I really want to see. And I'm going to see them. I don't know when.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones. I've heard so many good things about the show.
Yep.
We have not even started this.
We have
not. It is
not
even on the horizon right now for starting.
It is not.
But it's so needs to be watched. I don't know when we're going to make time. We really need to.
Yeah, it's Jessica Jones is making the murder.
Making a murderer, which people are raving about it, but they are very pissed off about it.
Yeah.
This is a juxtaposition that I need to see.
It's almost like I want to watch Making a Murderer before Jessica Jones.
Okay. Maybe we'll take some time out.
Maybe we can watch the show tonight.
And be pissed. Because I heard it, you get mad. But okay.
We can watch one tonight.
Is that really something I want to see before I go to bed?
What else are you going to watch?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like...
So we're going to... Shows are passing me by, and I love TV shows, like quality TV shows and trash.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
And I want to watch The Wire.
Yeah, we're so behind on The Wire.
Man,
don't even get me started.
We're behind on. So here's the list of shows that we
Doctor
have.
Who.
We have. We're behind on Doctor Who. Mm. We're behind on Supergirl. We did watch like two of them. Was it two or was it one?
It was two.
We watched two super shows. So we've caught up on Scandal. We caught up on Blacklist. We caught up on Blackish. We caught up on Modern Family. We're almost caught up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Caught up on Leftovers. We're caught up on Switched at Birth.
Yep. Caught up on Switched at Birth. That was good.
We are not caught up with... what's the tattoo one? Blind Spot.
Blind Spot.
Behind on Blind Spot.
Yep. Man, I'm just going to say, JK says Supergirl is cool.
I like Supergirl.
I like Supergirl, but I am telling you, there are some things that I do not like. Like when she's flying, she's like, you know, she looks weird when she's flying.
That's how Superman flies.
No. It's kind of like when she's doing the, it's like, and maybe it's her character. Maybe she's going to get more comfortable and taking off and everything else.
So
I'm hoping.
Attributed to her awkwardness.
Okay, right, so now. Even JK said the flying is too choppy. The flying is very choppy.
Well, she's not a smooth flyer yet. Give her time, guys.
But here's the thing. I am so hoping that that's what it is.
Just pretend like it is.
Well, I'm hoping that that's what it is.
Maybe she'll take years to get smooth flying.
No. You're not going to give me... No. So there's this
Superman
one,
had years to practice.
There's this one podcast. I'm just going to say this. There's one podcast I was listening to with one of my games. One of the co-hosts smacked his lips a whole lot.
Right.
It was the first, they were, you know, first few episodes. And I was like, I just can't. I mean, he was, you know, I'm serious. And you know how I am. Because it was just irking me. So I stopped listening to it. Then someone told me that a good show came out. And it was like, it has been 40 episodes later. And I was like, well, maybe he has stopped doing it. Mm-hmm. Tuned in, he was still doing it.
Did you ever think to submit feedback?
I don't,
maybe he would want to know that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking he's like 40-some-odd shows in. He's probably fine. And they're one of the more popular shows. I'm not trying to put on blast about it. And everyone else doesn't. It doesn't seem to bother anyone else. And I could just be one of those guys where it just kind of bugs me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be some lip smacking every now and then, but it's like after every sentence or during every pause, going into your next thought, I mean, it's just one of those thick ticks that was really, I can't unhear it. So, but yeah.
So yeah, so also.
So like Renee does it.
I do.
But it doesn't bother me.
Because you're used to it. Well, used to my particular brand.
No, you don't do it all the time. So, but anyway, go ahead.
But also Man in the High Castle. They did mention that.
Yes.
Punk Gopher mentioned that.
Oh, and did you see Mozart in the jungle?
I've never heard of this before in my life.
Oh, and then what's the other one? The one where all the girls are the same. It's on Amazon. Like, we haven't even seen Transparent.
Nope, I haven't seen Transparent. Oh, where all the girls are clones type thing.
Yeah, Black something, Black Spot, I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, so super behind. But that's all good.
This is horrible.
But so it's cool. But you did play some Warhammer.
I did. So last week was a slow week at work, and I was feeling real tense and everything. Yes, Orphan Black. Thank you, Punk Gopher.
Yeah.
I was feeling a little tense. I just needed something. So me and a couple of buddies took off Wednesday, off work Wednesday. Well, one of the guys works kind of with school systems, so he was already off. Me and the other buddy took off. We went down to the gaming store. We played a big game of Warhammer. Went out for lunch. It was really nice. So I was playing. It was me and one guy. We had like 1,000 points each against one guy who had 2,000. And we're kind of rotating who's the guy that's not being getting teamed up on. So I'm next. I'm the one that's going to be having the big army. And right. Jim and Cole are going to be coming for me. So I've been working on my army, getting those guys straight. And I will say that it's exciting. It was a good time. I think you may have noticed when I came back home, I was kind of refreshed.
You were.
But yeah, it was nice. It was real nice. So I got to play some Warhammer. Oh, my other Christmas gift I got myself was the One Ring.
That's true.
Yeah, I got a One Ring. And you got to talk a little bit about Mr. George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, George R.R. Martin, he gets a hard time for not writing very quickly, and he doesn't, but that is okay. The man puts out quality material. He was supposed to have the newest iteration of Song of Ice and Fire out. I can't remember what it's called. That's okay.
Storms on the Wind.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be out... You just made that up, didn't you? It could be. Something about winter. He's supposed to be out at the beginning of this year. He's not going to make it. He missed two deadlines and
Winds of Winter.
Winds of Winter.
Yep. Thanks, Puck Gopher.
You get the wind part, I get the winter part. But he's not going to have it out, and you know, he couldn't make the deadlines, and I'm not even mad at him. Whatever. You know. But some people are a little upset. But all right. Most people don't care that
I loved media.
Why?
Here's the story of this one. Winter isn't coming. Game of Thrones books delayed.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yep.
But whatever. So he basically made a blog post basically saying sorry, not sorry.
Pretty much.
And he said it'll be done when it's done. And because of this, the TV show will surpass the written material.
Yep.
As far as, you know, plot lines and stuff like that.
Yeah, TV people.
Which I don't mind.
Yep.
I prefer to read the book first.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to die if I don't. Yeah. So, whatever. Some people...
People were a little
upset about it, but George, you go and do your thing.
Go write some blog posts, man.
George, you have more than enough money to do whatever you want.
Go write some blog posts and tell us how you feel.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh man, it's been a long time since you heard that, because we actually have some food to try.
I know. We haven't tried food on the show in forever.
So we have one of the Christmas gifts that Renee and I got from a friend of ours was a box of fantasy brownies. Is that what it's called?
Fairy tale brownies.
Fairy tale brownies.
Fantasy brownies are probably something else.
Yeah. But, you can buy those in Colorado and state of Washington.
Snack size fairy tale brownies. And they had, I think there were 18 of them, and there were a variety of different flavors.
Oh, it was 18, okay.
I think it was 18. So, what Jay and I did, we were like, you know what? We're gonna try these.
Yeah, we're gonna try these.
And
we're gonna rank them.
We're gonna rank them. So, we've done, I think, six so far.
Yeah, six.
But
seven.
This one is chocolate chip. This is, and we choose alternately, and we'll talk about which ones we've tried already.
And it's funny how we choose. Sometimes we chew them because we love them, and sometimes we choose them because we want to get them over with.
So this one is going to be pretty good, I imagine. And the brownies are amazing, by the way.
They are.
They're so good. And these are snack size, and they're pretty good size. The big ones are really big. So I'm going to... Take a bite while you talk.
Yeah, so we, like Renee said, we tried a few brownies and stuff like that, and it's they're pretty good. They're really good. Because Renee and I are back. You know, well, Renee's been losing weight, and we're talking about losing weight again. And these brownies, you know, this is, you know, let me look here. So this is roughly the size of the brownie, you know, probably like about 4 inches long, 2 inches, four by two.
I'm done.
You can 1.6 ounces, and they run about 200 calories, you know, per snack. So I'm going to try this real quick while Renee talks about this brownie.
Yeah. So it was really good. And I have entered it into my ranking of brownies. Jay takes a little bit longer to decide. I make more of a split decision, like a quick decision with my brownie rankings.
What's my top one?
What?
No, I said, what is okay. My top one?
So Jay's top one is cream cheese.
Okay.
Then below that, caramel. All
right.
Then below that, white chocolate.
All right, you can put chocolate chip there.
Where? Between caramel and white chocolate or yeah. After?
Chocolate chip is my number three.
Chocolate chip. Okay. So let me tell you the ranking so far. Let's see. So Jay's top is cream cheese, then caramel, then chocolate chip, then white chocolate, then walnut, then espresso nibs, raspberry swirl, and last, bringing it up the rear, is coconut.
Coconut.
Okay.
Still in my teeth.
I'll settle down in the peanut gallery, okay? Settle down.
Peanut sucks.
Renee's coconut list sucks. Is caramel, chocolate chip, white chocolate, coconut, raspberry swirl, cream cheese, walnut, and nasty ass espresso nibs.
Okay, peanut gallery, nasty ass coconut.
The espresso nibs were terrible. The
coconut was terrible. Like, it had like shreds of coconut.
Oh, espresso nibs, like, okay, look, I would rather have shreds of coconut than shreds of coffee beans in my teeth.
It felt like I was eating paper.
And coffee beans didn't feel like you were eating gravel?
No.
Anyway. That's a point of contention.
It's very much a point of contention.
It's coconut. So that one was excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are more good ones than bad ones.
Yep.
So far. So I'm excited.
So with the surgery update and everything else, before we go on that, I mean, you've been still losing weight.
And yeah, I'm losing weight and good. Working towards it. I got about 20 pounds to go.
Oh, nice. You've done a lot of progress, and you're looking good.
Thank you.
You're looking real good, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then for myself, I got a call on Wednesday, actually, and for scheduling my surgery. My surgery is going to be on February 2nd for my lap band. I go in on the 21st to do pre-testing and a class as well. They also told me to go ahead and start which I've already been working on losing weight, and I lost about 20 pounds, 20 pounds or so. And so they told me to go ahead and reduce my calories to 1500 calories a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm down 35 pounds now. Wait a minute. No, not 35, 30 pounds now. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working towards getting down and getting ready for the surgery in a couple of months. So really excited about it. Really appreciate any thoughts and prayers and happy thoughts and spaghetti monsters and all that. Whatever you do, you know, appreciate it, you know.
However you show support.
If it's just like fart in the wind.
If you want to fart and name that fart after Jay and that's how you show your support, go on and do so. Yeah.
And crop dust me or something, then I'll call you out on the podcast or something. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into a Mr. Feisty. Valentine's. Oh, let me tell you guys, you're probably like, man, Jay is on point today with the soundboard. Well, let me tell you all something. Next time when I say my soundboard isn't working, Valentine, and you're here, ask me if the soundboard is muted. Okay? Just help me out and say, is the soundboard muted, Jay? And I'll be like, of course not. And you'd be like, Jay, did you check? Then I'll be like, oh, let me check. Then I'll go check. Then I'll be like, damn it, it was muted. Because that's what happened last week. So, no technical issues. So, we have birthdays. Right?
We do have some birthdays. And I think we should. Several.
Yeah, so we have Trisha's birthday, who's on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Jason Wallace's
birthday. You missed one.
Oh, come on. You didn't see the eye.
No.
Thing? I was looking
okay,
at you.
Okay, well, Trish. Okay, Jason.
And we have Jason Wallace's birthday on Wednesday.
On Thursday.
On Thursday. And who else is on Thursday?
Robin Neal's birthday is on Thursday.
Oh, happy birthday, Robin Neal. And then on Saturday, we have Kara and Lou and Weej.
Yes.
And then who do we have on the 10th?
We have Jeannie is on the 10th. And on the 12th, Mr. Lopes.
Oh my god! I always do that.
Can you not get it right?
Yeah, he's on my ass.
Rhiannon.
Uh-huh.
Her birthday's on the 14th.
And on the 15th, we have Stephanie Mulligan, who is Renee's Facebook sister.
No, wrong.
Am I wrong? Wait a minute. Is this the one that lived in the neighborhood with you? Okay, I don't know who it is then.
It's a friend from high school.
Oh, okay.
That I've known.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
You're a terrible guesser. Marlissa Cunningham, her birthday's on the 16th.
And my brother's birthday, Josh's birthday, is on the 16th.
Yes. Thracken, his birthday's also on the 16th.
I know.
Happy birthday, Oldie Face.
Yes, Oldie Face. Mark Hoffnagel, his birthday's on the 16th as well.
And last but not least, Iceworm's birthday is on the 17th of January.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to all our birthday people.
But hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What are we waiting?
Joe Martin's birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why
are you so excited? Because
Zerbius in the chat room. Zerbius in the chat room.
Zerbius is in the chat room. When did he come in?
He's been here since the beginning.
Did we say hi to him in the Valentine Tavern?
Man,
he's been quiet.
No,
he hasn't been quiet.
Yes, because
he did. He said, "Back up a moment," and then he said, "Hey, Will." He said, "Will's my gaming bud. He has a vlog too."
Right.
That's it.
I hope
I missed that part though. I missed that conversation.
Wasn't he even the one that said your website? Oh, that was Paul.
Mm.
But then he asked for the address on Twitter.
Mm. Yes, but I'm just saying. Anyway, Zerbius is here. His birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so, for those of you who know, we rarely get to do this. But if your birthday falls in the birthday list,
yeah,
you are in the chat room.
You get a personalized
birthday song for the Valentine's.
Birthday song from the Valentine's.
So, here we are. And we're going to sing him a happy birthday.
Which one are we doing?
I don't know. Do you want to do one?
Happy birthday.
Okay, we're going to do that one. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zerbius. Happy birthday to you. One, two.
What is that?
I'm trying to do the pentatonic.
That's terrible.
One, two, three, four. Come on, guys. Let's do some more.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tomorrow. Have fun.
All right. Enough of the shenanigans from Mr. Valentine.
I had a fun show. It was good. Even though St. Matthew's is our point of contention and espresso nibs. But it's all right. So good.
Yep. I respect your opinion, but you're wrong. And I just want to tell everybody how they can see us if it's not on a Monday.
Right.
That's like twice a month. Mm-hmm. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. Thank you, Mr. Fox, for letting us know the domain expired.
I suck.
JJ, just let it relapse. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast.
Yeah.
Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
Yeah. So I just want to thank everybody for being here. Valentavern, thank you so much for your support. A huge thanks to the folks at Pretty Lights Music and Alpha Geek Radio. You know, huge supporters of the show as far as their services. And thank you very much to the folks at Andrew Allen Trio. I'd already said Pretty Lights Music for hooking us up with the Muzak and the Ben Muzak. I got an email from Edom. I go Bakalaka. That's the name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, the subject is my. Then it goes, dearest, I wish you and your family happy moments of life now and peace. Amen. Please, I do not have a formal relationship with you, but because of my present predicament and circumstances, I am made to contact you. I have been suffering from cancer and have a short life. Oh, this asshole. Really? Really?
What?
This person's using cancer, though.
Oh, that's terrible. What's wrong with y'all?
You gonna burn. I'm not even gonna do that. Screw you.
So, yeah, so it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome to have you guys here.
Way to make me mad.
We will see you guys in 2 more weeks.
Yeah. See you, Valentine. See you, everyone. Have a great week, y'all. Bye now.
Bye, everybody.
$2.
Boops.
I smell like poo.
There you go.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.